President Volodymyr Zelensky arrives at the G7 summit, and the world, it seems, stops to watch. At the International Media Center, crowds gather around the monitors for a glimpse of the Ukrainian leader arriving on a plane provided to him by France. But the planes he's most interested in now are F-16 fighter jets, after a decision by the U.S. finally to allow their delivery to Ukraine.
We've reached a moment where it is time to look down the road and to say, what is Ukraine going to need as part of a future force to be able to deter and defend against Russian aggression as we go forward? F-16's fourth generation fighter aircraft are part of that mix.
This second day of the G7 has been focused on a range of themes, from the global economy to the climate crisis.
And we're launching a new joint initiative to accelerate a transition to clean energy, including by building more resilient critical mineral supply chains.
There have been expanded sessions for invited world leaders, including those from the poorer countries of the so-called Global South that richer nations have often been accused of ignoring. In welcoming guest world leaders, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida recognized the complex problems facing the world. They are crises that have been worsened by the Ukraine war that, according to its critics, the G7 is failing to address.
If the G7 wants support for the war in Ukraine from the Global South, then it's in their interest to cancel debts, to put more money on the table for food, to show that they understand the kind of ripple effects of the Ukraine conflict on the poorest people.
The extended guest list includes many neutral world leaders whom Zelensky would like to win over to his cause. But the visit also gives him more in-person time with the G7 leaders, who so far have been his biggest backers. To accommodate Zelensky's presence, the final day of this G7 summit is being extended, illustrating his global stature. The chance to be feted by the world's richest and most powerful nations is a major victory for him and another likely source of resentment for an excluded Russia. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Hiroshima, Japan.